Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's son charged with stabbing neighbor during argument over a trash can. By Warner Todd Houston on August 26, 2020. The 28-year-old son of former basketball star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has been arrested and charged for a 60-year-old neighbor's stabbing during an argument over a trash can. San Clemente, California, resident Adam Abdul-Jabbar was charged on Tuesday with three felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon, a felony count of carrying a dagger, and three enhancements of inflicting great bodily injury, CBS News reported. The younger Abdul-Jabbar was charged for the attack on his neighbor, Ray Windsor, 60. The attack occurred in June after the pair began arguing about Abdul-Jabbar's trash cans. Windsor was reportedly upset that Abdul-Jabbar never brought his trash to the curb on trash day. Prosecutors say that Abdul-Jabbar pulled out a long knife during the argument and stabbed the neighbor seven times. Windsor reportedly suffered stab wounds to his side, back, and neck and sustained a fractured skull that created a brain bleed. The victim has also filed a civil lawsuit claiming he nearly died of blood loss following the attack. "I sort of got on him because the lady who takes care of him is 83 years old. He doesn't do anything for her, and it just bums me out. She's in a walker taking her trash cans down," Windsor told KBC News. Windsor said he scolded the young man for taking advantage of his grandmother with whom he lives. But Abdul-Jabbar screamed back, "Shut your effing mouth, I'm gonna stick a knife through your teeth." Windsor says that the basketball player's son then attacked. The man added that it took several seconds before he even realized he was being stabbed instead of being punched by the young Abdul-Jabbar. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer noted in a statement that arguments between neighbors should never escalate to violence. "Violence of any kind will not be tolerated in Orange County. And those who choose to inflict violence on others will be prosecuted by the Orange County District Attorney's Office to the fullest extent of the law," Spitzer added. Abdul-Jabbar was arrested right after the incident and posted $25,000 in bail. But now he is set to be arraigned on September 9 and, if convicted, could serve nearly 10 years in jail. The accused's father, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, was a famed member of the LA Lakers in the 1970s and 80s and is a six-time NBA champion. But since his retirement in 1989, the elder Abdul-Jabbar has become an outspoken, left-wing activist scolding America in monthly columns published by the LA Times, The Guardian, Time, and others. In June, for instance, Abdul-Jabbar wrote the 1930s film Gone with the Wind is racist, and that same month he justified the rioting and looting of the Black Lives Matter movement. Then, in March, he claimed that Trump's policies are indistinguishable from that of Adolf Hitler. And late last year he said that national anthem protester Colin Kaepernick is a threat to whites who dream of a white America. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.